Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
That is Heidi Tompkins and Ivan Raj. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know it's a very busy time here at the ASI convention. I'll just go a little bit through your bio. Heidi's Health Kitchen is a health food ministry led by Bible workers Heidi Tompkins and Ivan Raj. They offer cooking classes, health lectures, Bible studies, in an effort to lead souls to the Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are going to get more into that. So let's start with the first question. How has Heidi's Health Kitchen been operating as a Christ-centered business?
So Heidi's Health Kitchen has really, from the beginning, been purposed to reach people. To reach them through the health message, to lead them to the source of peace. And so we do that through many different things, but our main activities are giving cooking classes, health lectures, and Bible studies. We also manufacture a product line of Carib products.
Okay.
And we also operate an Adventist restaurant on a pop-up basis, and we organize public health and evangelism events. So that we can reach people in many different ways.
And how did you come to be partnership in this?
Well, I was a Bible worker at the 11th Street Church in Manhattan in New York. Ivan was a member there. And as a Bible worker, I trained many church members. He was one of them. And through God's providences, he ended up leaving his job and doing full-time Bible work, which I was doing as well. And so God brought us together to start Heidi's Health Kitchen as a health food ministry to support ourselves and other Bible workers.
So are you mainly located in New York?
Yes, that's where we're located. However, Ivan is from India, so due to his influence, we have a worldwide ministry, including a small group in India and in Iraq.
Well, Ivan, talk to us about how did you go international with this business?
Sure. Actually, I wanted to have a business which will fund our Bible work. And so God actually gave us the idea to start manufacturing carob truffles, which we call as Kerubis. For the last 5 years, it has been a big hit and been a very successful endeavor. And in Manhattan, when I was actually attending a church in Manhattan, Adventist Church in Manhattan, I was thinking of starting a business to fund our Bible work, our ongoing Bible work. And so at that time, God gave me the idea to use carob and make carob truffles and sell it.
So you're calling them carob truffles.
Yes.
So is it a sweet?
Yes.
It's actually called as Kerubis.
That's
the name of the product line.
Okay.
Kerubis. C-A-R-U-B-I-E-S.
Kerubis.
Kerubis, yes. So God actually connected us with people in India through social media who were ex-Hindus and they were Christians, but they wanted more answers because they were not getting enough answers or satisfactory answers from their local churches there. So we reached out and we started offering them Bible studies. First we built a friendship and then we started offering them Bible studies. In terms of business, as of now the business is in the US. We have an online store, so we have customers across the country. And we also have customers in Canada.
So they could go and buy these Kerubis?
Yes, from our website.
Okay, well, we're going to have to talk about all of your different products. So
sure.
We know about Kerubis.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to just take turns talking about the different products, let's just run through that this first half.
Sure. The second product is Carabella.
Carabella.
Carabella, which is a healthy alternative for Nutella.
Okay. Okay.
And so it's Heidi got the wisdom. God gave her the wisdom. And it's a delicious, decadent carob spread. So that's Carabella.
We also offer a product called Figspresso. It's a coffee substitute. It's made from organic, sun-dried, and roasted figs.
Cool.
They're ground, and then you would brew it, either hot brew or cold brew, as you would brew a coffee-type drink. And but, of course, there's no caffeine in it. It's only figs.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So we have Carubis.
Carubis.
Carubis. And we have a carob Nutella thing, which is
Carabella.
Carabella. And then you have, what is the coffee substitute?
Figspresso.
Figspresso. Very good. So those are your three main
product line.
Main product lines. And how do those in India figure into this?
We've not yet begun exporting to India or any other countries as of yet, but it's really through our ministry that we have grown to India with Bible studies and teaching people about health as well.
Well, now with your restaurant, what's on the menu at your restaurant?
A lot of different specialties. Actually, we are a pop-up restaurant, so every time that we're open, it's a different menu.
Okay, so I was going to ask you what a pop-up restaurant was.
So a pop-up restaurant, meaning we don't own the place. It is owned by a different company. But when they shut down or when they close, we rent that venue.
Oh.
And we operate as Heidi's Health Kitchen. So we don't have to invest in buying many things like utensils and stoves and etc.
So only in New York would I have ever heard of anything like that.
It is actually, I think it was started in England first. I believe so. I may be wrong, but I think it was in England during the Olympics where people opened up their homes to cater for people who came for the Olympics, and they charged. So that's the pop-up concept.
Okay, so you have a pop-up restaurant. And then, is your menu always the same?
Different.
Different every time. We're also a caterer locally, so we often choose items from our catering menu so that people can become familiar with our foods.
Okay, so let's describe some of those foods.
Sure. So one of our top sellers is something that we serve as an appetizer. It's our award-winning raw mock tuna lettuce wraps, which we serve with our yum yum ginger sauce. And we say award-winning because God gave us an opportunity to enter into a competition in New York City at the New York City International Restaurant Show. They had several culinary competitions. One was hosted by Meatless Mondays, and so we presented our raw mock tuna, and by God's grace, we won the competition with our raw mock tuna. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what is raw mock tuna made of?
So it's made of nuts and seeds.
Okay.
And we also use sea seasonings, like seaweeds, like dulse and kelp, and those help to give it that tuna-like flavor.
Yes, that's very cool. And I mean, I know lettuce wraps with soy. I can just imagine that this is, you take that mock tuna and wrap it in lettuce, and you have a sauce that you put it in.
We drizzle that with our yum yum ginger sauce and offer it for dipping as well. And it's sold as an appetizer at our pop-up restaurant, and it's one of our customers' favorites.
Yes, I can imagine. Okay, what else is on the menu?
So on the Indian menu, because we have two options. One is the Indian, the other one is the Italian or American option. So on the Indian side, we have a couple of unique menu items. One is called Unchicken 65. In South India, it's sold as Chicken 65. But we removed the chicken and replaced it with young jackfruit.
Jackfruit.
Jackfruit is the largest fruit.
Yes. Describe where you get jackfruit from.
We get it from India.
Any ethnic store, really, whether it's an Indian store or an Asian store, will often sell jackfruit because that fruit is grown traditionally in those regions.
Is that from a cactus?
No. It's a different tree.
Different plant.
Different plant. Yeah. Jackfruit. Yeah.
They're very large. They're probably larger and longer than the biggest watermelon that you've probably ever seen.
And they taste like chicken?
There are different elements inside the jackfruit once you open it up. There's a seed, and then there's different textures in the fruit.
Okay.
And so we use that as our meat substitute.
But does it have protein in it? Do you know?
It has
a lot of fiber.
Okay.
More fiber, but it does have some protein as well. And then similar to like tofu, if you marinate it, it takes on that flavor.
Very interesting. I can hardly wait to go to your pop-up restaurant. I'm actually getting hungry here. And I have to take a break, but we'll be right back. We are talking about Heidi's Health Kitchen to Heidi and Ivan, and they're going through their menus. We'll be right back.
Hello? Testing. Testing. Yes, it's working. Dear Diary, this is Kim. My teacher in health class told us to keep a record of what we're doing to stay healthy each day this week. I'm using this voice recorder so I don't have to write everything down, which is a good thing because I can't read my own writing. Dad says I should be a doctor. I'm 12 years old and I'm supposed to tell you what I did today to stay healthy. Well, first of all, I ate breakfast. A lot of kids my age don't eat breakfast. They drink something sweet or wolf down a donut on the way to the bus. That's totally not healthy. In just a few hours, they're so hungry they can't think straight, or they go to sleep at their desks because they don't have any energy. All that sugar makes them feel good for about 30 minutes. Then they get depressed because their bodies don't have any fuel left. That's what our health teacher calls food. Fuel. I ate a big bowl of whole grain cereal with some peaches, honey, and soy milk on top. Then I grabbed a handful of mixed nuts and finished with a sliced apple. It was delicious. That breakfast kept me going strong until lunch. I didn't get sleepy or hungry, which is a good thing because we had a history test this morning and I needed at least a B. Mr. Jensen said I got a B+. Whew! So what did I learn about health today? Eat a good breakfast. It can keep you awake and maybe help your grades.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin. And I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion. And I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry. And I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support. So take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of some books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome back. I'm here with Heidi Tompkins and Ivan Raj, and they both have had this wonderful journey into health food ministry, and we're talking about some of the delicious foods that they have made or refined. And so you were just before the break, Ivan, you were talking about the Indian
jackfruit
options.
Yeah.
And jackfruit, which I was learning all about jackfruit. So now, Heidi, tell me another option that I would have if I went to one of your...
Sure. So some of the other options are more American-type dishes. Often we serve Italian-type dishes. We just were open this last Sunday evening and served our zucchini cashew cotta roll-ups. We also serve more, you know, more traditional-type Italian dishes, okay, like a fettuccine alfredo.
Tell me about your zucchini roll-up.
Sure.
What are they? I know you can't probably give away your whole recipe here, but...
So they're stuffed. They're actually stuffed with our... Everything, of course, is plant-based and vegan. They're stuffed.
Okay, so the zucchini is stuffed itself?
Yes, the zucchinis are stuffed.
Because you said it was rolled up.
Yes, they're stuffed and rolled with our spinach artichoke dip.
Oh. Well, that sounds expensive.
It's very delicious.
Okay, and then you have your Alfredo.
Yep, we do the, you know, more traditional type dishes like a fettuccine Alfredo.
Yes, and so your Alfredo, what is your Alfredo sauce made out of?
It's made from pine nuts and cashew.
Pine nuts and cashew. Very good, with a little pimento in there or something. I don't know, it makes it look like cheese.
No, we don't use pimento. We top it with parsley, and it's got a very nice, smooth flavor.
Yummy. Okay, back to India.
Sure. So the other specialty item from, Indian flavored specialty item that we serve at our pop-up is anchicken tikka masala. So it's actually chicken tikka masala, but
anchicken.
Yeah, we sell anchicken tikka masala.
And do you is your clientele mainly from India?
No. Our clientele is mainly Jewish, actually.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so they love the meatless dishes.
Yes.
And I would have thought that it would have, you know, maybe be Hindu or...
No.
I don't know. Okay, so what about desserts? Do you sell any desserts?
Yes. So for desserts, we make ice creams in about 8 different flavors. We also make raw frozen cakes. So sometimes we'll serve a slice from one of our cakes, or we'll serve ice cream. We also do some other Indian-type desserts as well. And so one that you've probably... that we'll be serving at one of our next pop-ups that you've probably seen is in a North Indian type restaurant. They look like little round balls, and they're served in a syrup. And this traditionally is very unhealthy because it's actually served in corn syrup, if you can imagine.
Yes.
It just grosses me out thinking about it. but we'll be serving ours. It's like a little cake ball, and so we'll be serving it in something like coconut nectar.
Okay, yes. And I was just thinking, as you said corn syrup, I was thinking diabetes, you know, here I come.
Yeah, so our focus and our goal is to make everything as healthful as possible.
And how do you keep the food? You know, if you're only serving once in a while, you must have a lot of spoilage or stuff that you throw out.
Yeah, because we have a registration page.
Okay.
So people will pre-register and pay as well. So they'll select the menu as to what they want to eat, so we know how much to prepare in advance.
Okay.
And they pay us in advance, so there is no investment.
So, this is a business model that's lovely.
Thank you.
And the fact that you've been doing it for
2 years.
2 years, yeah. So now you're starting to build up a clientele.
Yes. Repeat service.
So what does the future hold? Initiatives are you planning
for
the future?
Sure. Well, we've always, from the beginning, desired to have our own restaurant. We don't as of yet, and we're busy with other functions to our business and ministry as well. So we will continue our pop-up restaurant until God opens other doors for us. But some of the things that we're continuing with are some of our public health and public evangelism programs. For example, one of our programs is called the Plant-Based Summit. Which is an idea that God gave to Ivan to help us to present the health message from the Bible as opposed to from other sources. Whereas, Hinduism is promoting health and other,
Buddhism.
Yes.
So we want to promote health to non-Adventists, but from a Seventh-day Adventist perspective.
Okay.
And last year when we organized the event for the first time, We had no idea what's the outcome or what will be the outcome. But God bless the event. We had over 100 attendees.
Wow.
60% were non-Adventists. This was in Manhattan.
Yes.
So that gave us more courage and encouragement to move forward and organize a bigger event this year, which happened last month in Brooklyn.
Mm.
So we had 307
wow.
attendees, and
yeah.
40% were non-Adventists, which includes Muslims and Jewish families as well.
Yes.
And Dr. T. Colin Campbell from the China Study, the China Study
yes.
author, he was one of the speakers.
Oh, how cool
yeah.
is that?
Yeah. And he heard for the first time, Rico Hill presenting Bible and science combined together, which
oh.
he has never heard before, I don't think. So he appreciated us
yeah,
for organizing.
So yeah, so he was ministered too.
Yes. We also had yes. the opportunity to give him a gift, which was the Great Controversy book.
Amen. So God has been opening these doors for you, and are you still continuing with your Bible work?
Yes. We have Bible students in India and also in the Middle East, in Iraq.
Now, how did you get Bible students in Iraq?
I was a Facebook admin for a Seventh-day Adventist Jewish congregation, a Jewish Seventh-day Adventist congregation,
okay.
which gathers in Long Island. So I received a message from a gentleman with a Muslim name asking, where does your group gather? And I replied, so-and-so place. And then I asked him, where does your group gather? He said, so-and-so place. I looked it up. It's in Iraq. So then I was thinking, is ISIS after me already?
Oh, wow.
Because the place
yeah.
they live is like very close to where ISIS was,
yeah.
you know, Mosul.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I found out that he was actually using Google Translator to text and chat with me. And then I started using this Google Translator to chat with him in his language. And we sent It Is Written Bible Study Guides to them in their languages to Iraq. And after 1 year, we had 2 baptisms
Amen.
In Iraq.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Regarding India, a lot of people are searching, especially in South India. I've come across a lot of people from South India who are searching for the truth. They're abandoning Hinduism,
mm-hmm.
and they're searching for the truth. And we have had several baptisms from Hindu background. They have joined our they've gotten baptized into our Adventist church in India. We have never met any of them till now. It's just over the phone.
You know, the power of the internet is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I love the fact that we can use it
right.
to get the good news out.
Right, right.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show. What's one last thing you'd like to tell our listeners that I might have overlooked?
We have an event coming up, just a little different type of event. It's called Blue Star. It's actually an astronomy conference. This is one of the other ways that we're trying to reach people. And so God gave Ivan the idea to organize this conference. We have a speaker named Jim Burr, who is an Adventist astronomer, coming to teach astronomy from the perspective of creation and the seventh-day Sabbath. And so we're looking forward to that coming
yeah.
up soon.
Will you have appetizers at that
yes.
event?
We will. We will. All of our events, the common denominator is that they are hosted and catered by Heidi's Health Kitchen.
Yes, yes. And Heidi's Health Kitchen, you have to realize that human beings on a very visceral level connect with food.
Yes.
And they remember. I mean, we know if students have food with their lessons, they remember their lessons better.
Yes.
So I just think it's a great ministry that you're doing. I'm thankful that you could spend this time with us. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.